I've been reading and hearing on the news about new tests, these blood tests that that I think it came out of the UK, but where you might find cancer cells in the blood to be able to detect a little early. Is there any promise for that?
Well, it's hard to know. It's getting a lot of hype, but it's technology that we haven't really yet proven. So we're able to find these cells by looking for abnormal DNA, but we don't know what they mean. Could it be that these are the cells that just because you find them in the blood doesn't mean that they can get into another organ and spread, or it doesn't mean that you had, you know, that it's going to kill you. So I think that what often happens in this country, we get technology gets ahead of the clinical utility. So we know how to do it. So then we make up all these uses for it, and we're not quite sure what it's going to mean. We'll be, you know, will finding those cells mean that you have a cancer somewhere else? Or does it mean that the immune system is getting a chance to see the cells and therefore will be able to knock it out? I mean, we don't know.
And this is a different blood test, or this is a different screening than, oh, the one that my friend Sarah Gottfried had recently, where she discovered the CHEK2 gene, or Angelina Jolie. That they popularized with genetic testing. This is actually what they're trying to get in, is get a blood test going. I see. So it's two different tests.
It's a blood test looking for the DNA, the abnormal DNA that could come from a cancer.
Okay.
So it's, you know what it's like? It's like the TSA. It's looking at all these cells and it's trying to pick out the person that might possibly, because they have too big a bottle of shampoo, be going to take down the plane.
Okay.
It may be true, but it may not be true. So I think we just need more on that. Now, the other is what you're talking about is some people have inherited a mutation from their mother or their father that is in every cell in their body, but which makes them more likely to get breast cancer. And there are a couple of mutations that are more common in people of Ashkenazi Jewish descent. That's the BRCA1 and BRCA2. But as we're finding out, we're all sort of mixed. And it's interesting, some recent studies have shown a mutation in the Latina women in LA that traces back to an Aztec mutation in Mexico. And there's another, the African American women tend to have a mutation that traces back to Western Africa where the slave trade started. So we're finding that some of these genetic mutations, if you have a strong family history where you have people who have had breast cancer, particularly premenopausal, your mother or your father's sisters, might want to be tested. That's a blood test. And that will tell you whether you're at higher risk for breast and ovarian cancer. And then that's when people, depending on their risk, start to think about whether they want to do something as drastic as preventative surgery.
So whether you have